Blog Talk Radio.
And darkness that's surrounding me, and the old free like the spirit I was meant to be. Light of my life, let me know eternal peace. Let me wait for the ocean sweeping off my feet.
Good evening, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine, intuitive psychic medium and animal communicator, also owner of my brand new line of body products and bath salts that just launched on Sunday, Alchemy of the Earth. And you are listening to Kev Rowe, and Kev is out of New York. He's a great artist. You can find him on his website is kevrowe.bandcamp.com, kevrowe.bandcamp.com. I love his music, and he has a lot of songs that apply to what I do every day. You know, for example, the one that we were just listening to, Light in My Life. And, you know, so many of us often have times where we feel like our life is in darkness, or, you know, we feel like there are things that we'll never get through. It may be that you're facing joblessness or a separation or divorce or loss of family members. And I can assure you that, you know, I've had all these experiences as well as you have, and maybe even more than the average person. When you get to know my life story, it's pretty complex, and you know, it's pretty interesting, and I have so many people throughout my life have said, you know, I don't know, they don't know how that I have a smile on my face every day. And that's so important to me. And my grandfather, God rest his soul, really was my inspiration, where I never knew a day in my life that he didn't have a smile on his face. And I never knew growing up that he was quite ill. And he passed away when I was 15 years old. And all that time, I never knew that he was suffering from diabetes. And so he really was a big inspiration for me. And that was my dad's dad. And, you know, I've had great people in my life and great teachers. You know, my dad taught me the ethics of hard work, and my grandmother passed on the gift of spirit to me, where she did this work, and so I was exposed to a lot of this from a young age. She did house clearings and, you know, would remove ghosts from homes or evil energies and that sort of thing, and so this was normal for me growing up. And it was very funny because at a certain point, her teacher, who she worked with for many, many years, passed away. And I can remember like it was yesterday. I was 15 years old, and I turned to my grandmother and I said, well, now who gets her gifts? Because it was said that her gift will be passed on to another. And my grandmother looked right at me and said, not you, you're too young. And I was so insulted that I said, well, fine, I don't want to do this work anyway. And I really didn't do the work for many, many years, though I channeled her teacher when I was 19 years old. That was my first channeling experience, and it was a spontaneous channeling experience. I was sitting in my grandmother's kitchen. And this is my mother's mother, who they've both passed on, and but I feel that they're with us today. And if you have loved ones who have passed and you would like to call in today, please do so. The number to call in is 818-691-7313, and I'll be happy to take your calls as time allows. So getting back to the channeling experience, I was very much pregnant with my first son, and was actually quite overdue. And I was sitting at her kitchen table, and all of a sudden I went into a trance. And 45 minutes later, came out of it. And I never knew what the message was that was channeled. I just knew that it was 45 minutes. And that when I came out of it, my grandmother was pale as a ghost. And whatever information that her teacher, her name was T. Aldina, T is for aunt, and we called her Aunt Aldina. Whatever information that she had channeled to my grandmother, I guess my grandmother did not, the information was not meant for me. So I never knew what information transpired during that channeling session. I would have liked to know, and maybe someday I will, but at this point I do not. So today I'd like to talk a little bit about the levels of the soul. And this sort of goes along with, helping you out if you're going through a difficult personal time in your life right now. Because when we are born onto this planet, we experience a separation from our, higher self, our natural self. And there are three levels of the soul. And when we incarnate into the physical body, the lower part of the soul is involved in carrying on for the body and sensing the physical world. And that's where you can see a separation occurs. And then we have the middle or the rational part of the soul, and that is where the balance of our power resides. And we also have the higher part of our soul, which is the part that's always connected to the infinite. But we tend to, get lost in the everyday business of life, So many of us get lost into the 9-to-5, hurrying up to work, getting home, taking the kids to soccer practice, or ballet or whatever activities the kids may be involved in if you have kids. And, if you don't have kids, then, you may belong to a golf club, a golf league, or some other activities. It seems that as Americans especially, we don't give ourselves a lot of downtime anymore. When you look at the rates of people who are getting away from religion, those numbers are skyrocketing. And, so people are sort of wondering, well, how can I connect? I'm not into church anymore. I may have been raised in a certain religious faction or, religious order, but I don't feel like I belong in that particular rigidly religion anymore. And if we look back, really, to Jesus and Jesus' teachings, if we remember that Jesus taught outside of the temple, he never taught inside the temple. So your church can be anywhere. It can be out in nature is a great place for you to connect with your higher self and the higher beings. I work with a lot of higher guides and angels. I work with other beings who are very high levels in my healing practice and also in my mediumship and my psychic work as well. And, but you have to take the time to bring yourself to the quiet place where you can make the connection and raise up to their level. They'll come down to meet you, but you also have to make the effort of raising up to their level as well. And that's the part of the higher soul that so many of us have sort of, left behind in a lot of ways. And I know there are a lot of you out there. There are a lot of my Facebook fans and my Twitter followers and my own clients who are very highly attuned and highly connected. So this doesn't apply to everyone, but every one of us can improve our connection with spirit. no matter what level we're at on any given day, really. And so what happens is when you turn your attention up towards spirit, the lower part of your soul that is, you know, sort of, we'll say, inhabits the body, which, you know, it helps your body to run. And, you know, it gives you your feelings and your senses and so forth, because we know once the spirit leaves the body, you know, it's just, it's no different than like a rock. Although rocks do have a living life force as well. So the key is to reconnect, to close that gap of separation. And that helps to reduce the anxiety if you're going through any difficult time frame in your life right now. And if you're not, you know, I know that you have in the past, because we all have. You know, so this is also information that can help you in the future if right now your life is going along fantastically, which is, you know, wonderful. But that also, keep in mind that's not the time to turn away from your higher source or your higher self or a spirit, because oftentimes, you know, when things are going along really well, we tend to get a little lackadaisical about staying connected, or, you know, taking the time to meditate or pray, however you choose to connect with spirit. And it could be just sitting at the beach, connecting with nature, or sitting in the forest, or sitting in your backyard. You know, and even if you live in the city, you know, you can, and if you can get out on a rooftop or find a tree and be near a tree, you know, just being out in the outdoors is a great thing. And so many cities now are getting so much better about, you know, being sure that there's open space, and they're trying to do things like that, and, you know, have parks and trees and things like that. So even if you live in a city, you know, I'm confident that most of you can find some place to go where you can get in touch with nature. And you can have the busiest things going on around you, and once you get practice, you'll be so amazed, especially if you're new to this, you know, meditation or prayer type thing, or being out in nature and just really being present, that you'll find that the noise around you just disappears. It's really, really, truly amazing. I did a fundraiser over the weekend for a local animal shelter, Forever Paws, near me where I live. And I did readings for 5 hours straight through. It's always a great day, and I never know who's going to sit at my table. And I meet some very lovely and interesting people. And I feel very blessed that people allow me to glimpse into their lives and help them in whatever way that I can. So I do feel truly blessed with that honor and that gift, and that people allow me to do that for them. It really is quite an experience. At this particular event, it was a ladies' event. Not that there weren't, you know, some men that came in, but it was focused towards the ladies. You know, a day of pampering where you could have Reiki treatment, or you could have a neck massage, or you could have a reading with myself, and there were a number of other readers there as well. And, you know, this is why I don't do these events very often anymore. And when I do, you know, it's really a bargain for people who come and see me at these events, because the prices are so reasonable that just about everybody can afford it. So I am going to be doing several more of those this year, so I'll keep you posted. And anyway, but it's such an interesting experience. And again, the thing is, when you're feeling muddled and you just don't know where to turn, it's fabulous if you have a good friend who you can talk to. Sometimes, very often people will call their counselor if they have a counselor, or they may call an intuitive counselor like myself. I spent many years in counseling to learn, gather tools that I wasn't given growing up as a child. You know, I was raised in a family that was very dysfunctional, with a lot of alcoholism and things like that. And so I didn't have the tools to be able to deal with life in a sort of normal and adequate way. So counseling really helps me in that aspect in gaining tools and understanding, you know, what a non-dysfunctional family looks like. And I mean, I love my family, and that they're awesome, and they're there for you when you need them to be there for you. And it's the same. If they need something, I try to be there for them as well. But there are kind of quirky things that happen that go on in these kind of families, and it can be really challenging for children. For example, one thing was that I discovered not until I was in my 20s. I had my second son, and he was about 6 months old, and I decided that I was going to take a parenting class, and that my former husband had to also take the class. We were married at the time. And it was interesting because he didn't participate in the class, but I found the class to be very, very interesting. And what I discovered through the class was that my family's way of communicating was through critical communicating, and critical thinking, and pretty much everything about them was done critically, and experiencing the experience within the family unit with each other. Everything was critical. It was rare that you were ever complimented or praised, and so that brought me to a place in my life where I never felt like I was good enough. And I know there are a lot of you out there who have experienced the same type of thing, I'm sure, because I have talked to many of you as clients, and even some of my own mentors and teachers have gone through similar experiences. And, I feel that every experience that I go through as a master intuitive and healer, it just makes me understand, helps me to understand more to help you. It gives me a bigger picture of how people feel in their lives and what they experience in their lives. So I'm grateful for all those experiences. Of course, I wasn't, so much when I was 15 or 20 or 25, things like that. And when I was going through my own divorce, I had gone away from the church for many, many years. And that was actually after my parents' divorce, because I loved to go to church every Sunday. It was a big deal for me. It was my sanctuary. And when my parents got divorced, I was in church with my mother on this Sunday, and it was time to go up, and I was brought up Catholic. And so at one point during the Mass, you go up and you receive Holy Communion, the host, the bread. And I got up, and my mother didn't. And I turned around and I said, "Ma, come on, what are you doing? We got to go get communion." And she looked at me and she said, "I can't." And I said, "What do you mean you can't?" She said, "No, I can't, because I'm divorced now. So I'm not allowed to receive communion because I've committed a sin." And I said, "What? That's crazy. That makes no sense whatsoever. That's not right. I don't think God would do that." And that really started me on a search to find out what the truth is, what is the truth? And, there are a lot of wonderful things that religion offers to people. And, I still fall onto, I still use a lot of the prayers that I grew up with, and saints and angels and things like that. And but what I've discovered is that, you know, there are parts of it, like anything, that I just can't, they don't feel right, and I can't agree with. You know, I believe that we're, the source that we come from is a loving source. So how could that loving source be in any way unkind towards us? And so when you're reconnecting back to source, and maybe you've been brought up in a religious scenario similar to this, and, you know, maybe somewhere in your life you felt like that you're not good enough, where you've committed sin or so forth. And, you know, I mean, and there may be people out there who have done some, you know, really bad things. Maybe you've killed someone or stolen or, you know, I never know who's listening to these calls. So, you know, I kind of try to cover a wide area of things. And, you know, when it comes down to it, we're the ones who are the hardest on ourselves, and we're the ones who judge ourselves, you know. And we punish our own selves. And I'm not saying that you should go out and do bad things, you know. What I'm saying is, because we're our own worst critics, if we are the best that we can be, if we go out there every day and try to just do our best, you know, do one kind thing for someone every day, something that nobody expects, you know, for a random stranger, you could open the door, pick up a bag, whatever it may be, you know, practice a little kindness and giving forward, and you'll find that your life starts to shift and you start to feel better all around in your life. It's those little simple things. You know, I've had such wonderful experiences in my life and such generosity, sometimes from total strangers and, you know, sometimes from people who I'm very, very close with. And then, you know, I've also have had the disappointments where the people who I've been the most close with, you know, somehow in my mind let me down, or they're not there for me when I need them. But when it comes down to it, and when I look back at those experiences, I always end up being grateful in the end for the experience, because and somehow it has led me to reach for something better, to be a better person, or just to understand forgiveness a little bit more. And it's amazing when you can get into the space of forgiving a person, knowing that the person that really you are forgiving is yourself, no matter what's happened in your life. And I've had everything from, you know, being raped to being strangled to being held at gunpoint as a hostage. I've had a pretty crazy life. And, you know, all of that happened before I was, before I was 35. So, you know, I speak from knowledge of having experienced some really crazy and difficult things. And, you know, I've been through relationships that haven't ended well, where, you know, I've had a string of relationships where the guys have been dishonest and end up, I've had several where they've ended up leaving me for other women, and, you know, but stringing you along and being dishonest about it, saying, no, I'm not seeing anyone else, and then next thing you know, they're engaged to someone else right under your nose while you're still dating them. So I've had all those sorts of experiences, as I know many of you probably had as well. But I look back now with those experiences, and I say, thank God. And thank God that happened, or, you know, whoever your higher power is. You know, I say God because I was brought up in the Catholic Church, but, you know, it could be Buddha or Allah or Muhammad or Spirit, you know, it could be Mother God, Father God, whoever it is that you feel you're connected with. Could be angels, you know, so please, you know, don't be offended when I use the word God. It's just my way of connecting because it's how I was brought up. So anyway, but I've taken those experiences and I look back and I go, wow, I'm so glad that happened. And, you know, in the end, I'm so relieved that I didn't end up with that person, even though in the two instances that I'm referring to, I dated both the men for quite a while. It was, you know, they were long-term relationships. But now, knowing where they're at in their lives with their current relationships and things like that, it's interesting for me because now I say, well, thank God that, you know, that didn't work out for us because I would have been stuck in this relationship that maybe I wouldn't have been so happy with. And you never know where life is going to take you, you know. I've recently got back in touch with a close friend who we've been out of touch for many years. And we've sort of gone around in circles a couple of times. And, you know, I don't know where it's going to go, where this relationship is going to go. And I just try to take it one day at a time. And that's my recommendation for you, is take it one day at a time. So if you're in the struggle, if you feel like you have nowhere to turn, if you're down to your last penny, or even if you're in, you know, a 20-room house, but you're so unhappy, even though you have everything, you don't know what to do or where to turn, turn up to the higher self. Turn up to spirit. Turn up to whatever connection you can make. Again, whether it's with angels or guides or the Buddha or, you know, whoever. And start learning about spirituality. You know, I've learned a lot about a lot of many different religions since I started my quest when I was 15 years old. And what I've discovered is that all religions have something positive to offer. You have to find the positive pieces and apply those to your life. Just like everything, there's always a positive and then there's always the opposite side of it because we have to have that duality because we live on this earth. And the same applies to religion as well. So take anything that I've said today and whatever resonates with you, you know, please, by all means, use it. If it doesn't make sense or resonate with me, then, you know, just leave it. Just leave it. I just want to let you know how you can connect with me. You can email me at CynthiaFontaine@live.com. That's CynthiaFontaine@live.com. You can also find me on Facebook. If you look up Cynthia Fontaine, Master Intuitive. I'm also on Twitter, and that's CynthiaFontaine@CynthiaFontaine. So please feel free to connect with me. I do get over 1,000 emails a day. So if you do email me and you find that I don't respond, please don't feel offended. But if you message me on Facebook, I am much more likely to see that message and respond rather than email because I really get inundated with emails. And I'm actually in need of a personal assistant at this point to keep up with my Twitter and my emails account. And so I hope that you've enjoyed the show today. I hope that you've gotten something out of it that you will find useful. And I hope that you have a great week. I will be on again next Thursday at 6 p.m. I am going to be going up to an hour show, so be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, I want to send you lots of love and light, and I bless you all.
Have you wrought to eternity? Let's cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let every light of my life, let me know eternal peace. Let the wind of the ocean sweep me off my feet. Let my heart sing.